Yeah. What up?
Damn, bitch. Got something for me?
Yeah, found him.
This is a 5 or an S.
5, yo? No, wait.
S.
No?
Yeah, 5.
Yeah?
Jesus, how the hell do you spell street wrong? S-T-R-E-A-T?
Hey, man, I'm slinging mad volume and fast stacking Benjis, you know what I'm saying? I can't be all about, like, spelling and shit.
Hey, so they got names?
Hers is like, I don't know, she's just as woman as all. Him, they call Spooge.
Spooge. Not Mad Dog, not Diesel. So let me get this straight, you got Jack. By a guy named Spooch.
Yo, what's his name matter? All I saw was that knife he stuck in my face like that big. But hey, you know, if you're looking for a reason not to go do this thing...
Did I say that?
Because I'll go do it myself, right? It's just... I'm on probation and all.
Yeah.
So you gonna do it?
Yeah.
Good. Right on. See, Sue?
They need to get got.
Bitch! Oh, that's good. Where's my money? Where's my money, bitch? Bitch, where's my money?
Come on.
I will mess you up. How you wanna play this? Huh? You know, your call. Your funeral, Jack. Hey. Do not mess with me. I will bury you, because I'm crazy. You know? Yeah, mucho loco. Do not touch me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Honey, you black in the mailbox.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's gonna be a nice day, huh?
Oh, yeah, high 70s.
Have a great day.
Right on, you too.
Come on, shit.
Yo! Anybody home? Hello?
What's your name? My name's, Diesel. Yo, don't you want to watch something other than this? Like, I don't know, Mr. Rogers? Dad, Mr. Spooge, when he's getting back.
I'm hungry.
Hey there, you three. Just wanted to wish Walt a good first day back. We'll be thinking about you, teaching valences, covalences, and... Okay, that's all I officially remembered. Good luck. Skylar, give me a call when you get a chance. Hi, Walt and Skylar. This is Gretchen Schwartz calling to say hello. I'm down from Santa Fe today, and I was just thinking about you both, hoping everything's well. I tried Walt's cell, and it said the number had been disconnected. So I'm just hoping that everything's okay. Call me if you can, whenever's convenient.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Gretchen, this is Skylar White. Am I catching you to bedtime?
No, not at all. It's so good to hear from you. How is everybody?
We're very well, thank you.
Walt is actually at work today. It's his first day back at work, and
he lost his cell phone quite a while back, and I really hope we didn't worry you.
No, I'm just
so glad to hear that everybody's fine. That's wonderful.
Gretchen, I'm so very, very long overdue in telling you this, and I just have to take Walt at his word that he's been passing it along for me. I mean, he's been so adamant about wanting to handle this whole thing by himself, and, but I have picked up the phone about 100 times. I just,
What is it?
I can't begin to thank you and Elliot for what you've done.
The money for Walt's treatment, it's just...
it saved us.
I don't know if I,
Walt keeps saying
don't bother them, you know, it's no big deal, but it is a big deal. Yeah, to me and to all of us. So I just finally wanted to say thank you.
Anyway,
end of speech. So I hope we get to see you soon. Truly, anytime you're in town, anytime at all, is good for us.
How about this afternoon?
Yeah, okay.
Monoalkenes, diolefins, trienes, polyenes. I mean, the nomenclature alone is enough to make your head spin. But when you start to feel overwhelmed, and you will, just keep in mind that one element, carbon. Carbon is at the center of it all. There is no life without carbon. Nowhere that we know of in the universe. Everything that lives, lived, will live, carbon. Carbon is carbon. Sorry, is this in principle carbon? Did you, no. I like to think of it, I like to think that the diamond and the woman who wears it on her finger are both formed from the same stuff. Or, say, the diamond and the man who invented it. Ah, that got your attention, right? The man who invented the diamond. All right. H. Tracy Hall. Write this name down. Dr. Hall invented the first reproducible process for making synthetic diamonds. I mean, this is way back in the 50s. Now, today, synthetic diamonds are used in oil drilling, electronics, multi-billion-dollar industries. Now, at the time, Dr. Hall worked for General Electric, and he made them a fortune. I mean, incalculable. You want to know how GE rewarded Dr. Hall? A $10 U.S. savings bond. Huh. Anyway, a savings bond printed on carbon-based paper, paid to a carbon-based man for something he made out of carbon.
So nice to have you back with us, Walt.
Well,
you're looking great, by the way.
A little skinnier, which is definitely no tragedy. And then there's the hair thing.
I actually like that.
Oh.
That's a great look for you. But you feeling good?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Yeah. It's, I'm glad to be back at work. I'm glad to, you know, I'm happy to be here, really.
We're happy too. And I just, yeah. It's good. It's great.
Is everything okay?
Just please feel comfortable coming to me with any problems, any issues, anything at all. You know, completely confidential. Okay?
See you tomorrow, Flynn.
See you, Jeffrey. Let me see it. Dad, let me see it.
Don't worry about it. Hey, let's go.
Strip them naked and bury them up to their necks in a huge mound of fire ants. Saw it in an old western. You with me?
Scorpions?
Scorpions are good. Yeah.
Whoa. Nice. Damn, Dad. Check it out. Who is this?
So, this is Walter Jr., or, Flynn. He likes to go by Flynn these days.
Mom?
What? I'm just offering the choice. This is Mrs. Schwartz, whom you've heard so much about.
Very nice to meet you, Flynn.
Nice to meet you, too.
Oh, Walt. Look who's here.
Whoa! Gretchen. Hi. Oh, it's nice to see you.
Well,
what a nice surprise.
Look at you. You're looking good.
So, a bald head is a bit of a shocker. I know it was for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have a good shaped head. Yeah, man.
Oh, sure.
For good luck, right?
Exactly. Here's hoping. Yeah. We could use some of that, huh?
Yeah.
Mrs. Schwartz, thank you so much for what you've done for my dad. It was a really good thing.
You're very welcome. Well, we're going to find a way to repay you.
No, no, no. We don't want to ever hear that. I hate to say it, but I really need to get going.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, you can't stay for dinner.
I wish I could, but unfortunately I have to try to beat the traffic.
Okay.
Well, I hope we get a chance to catch up real soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Gretchen, your purse.
Oh.
Well, good to see you.
And you and Elliot are welcome anytime, really. And I, for one, am going to be much better about keeping in touch.
It's so good to see you.
And you.
Nice meeting you.
Likewise.
Okay. Bye now.
Safely. Okay.
You know, what am I thinking? I should walk her to her car, really. I'll be right back.
Gretchen.
Hey. Hey.
Hey, yourself.
What did you... We need to talk. Can you not do or say anything to anyone until then? Please. Please.
Where's my money, bitch? I ain't gonna keep asking nice! Yo, alright? I want my money and my dope! Come on!
I just wanna say, man.
What? What? What do you wanna say?
I just wanna go on record, man. You hit me really, really hard, man. You hit me really hard. I think I'm seeing double. You know, maybe I need to go see a hospital or something.
Shut up! Serious, man, I might have a concussion!
Don't fall asleep, baby.
Subdural hematoma!
Don't fall asleep!
Shut up!
All right, empty your pockets. Turn them out. Everything on the table.
Do it!
All right, turn around.
Turn around! Turn out your back pockets. Come on.
All right, shoes. Give them here.
So we ain't holding, man.
We shot it all.
Yeah. It shot an ounce in a day and a half.
Yeah.
And I tell you what. Both of you, pull it out of your butts right now, or I go grab a flashlight and some pliers and go exploring.
What's it gonna be, yo? Come on!
There you go. All right, come on the table. Right, so what? You hold the crystal and she holds the H, huh?
Division of labor.
Right, there's maybe an 8-ball here. Where's the rest of my meth?
Yo, for real? She up and lost it, yo.
You shut up!
Hey, shut up! Shut up! Stop it! This really isn't getting any better, man. It's turning cranial.
Oh, yeah? You see this gun? Huh? It's got 5 bullets! One for each kneecap, plus an extra round for your cranial for being such a pussy.
Hey. Hey, baby. Oh, come here, baby. Come here, baby.
Oh. All right. You two are never getting high again. I will make it my life's mission. Not another needle, not another bowl, not one toke, not till I get what's mine.
Yeah, we got you covered, man, sure. Yes, it just so happens we got your money, man, plus interest.
Damn right, plus interest. Where?
Backyard. Go right hand to the man, dog. Backyard. Go check it out.
Hurting, painful. Hey. Me and your old man are just... We're just playing a game, all right? Hey! Don't
Move.
Ah! Come on! Huh? See? Me and the slit just boosted it, yo. She's like an ant, man. She can lift 100 times her own weight. For real.
How am I supposed to do with this?
Help me break it open. Take out the money, get paid, get high.
Yo, that's my bank!
So it's FIDC insured, yo. It's a victimless crime.
Where the hell did you get this?
Bodega, way across town. In, out like bam. As smooth as silk, yo.
What, nobody saw you? What about witnesses, dumbass?
Hey, we roll like the breeze, for real. All we did, we just walked in all smooth like. Nobody even noticed.
Nobody noticed, for real.
I'm telling you, victimless crime.
Jesus! Come on already!
Guys, it's about to give, man. I'm sensing it.
You don't know what the hell you're doing, do you? I thought you told me you boosted like 6 of these.
Yeah, boosted. Not like you ever got one open.
At least I got persistence. Law of averages, lucky number 7. Don't listen to that skank.
Oh, stop calling me that!
I swear to God, I will shoot you both in the face! Now chill! You, get that thing open. You sit the hell down and no throwing things. Where's the kid? The kid, the little kid!
What are you asking me for?
Oh my God. How about you feed the kid a decent meal every now and then, huh? Give him a bath, put some baby powder on him. Give him some decent TV to watch. I mean, what is this shit? Are you serious?
Just give him one hit and I'll be any kind of mother that you want.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Diesel, this whole thing would go easier if we all had a little taste, man.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way!
So you didn't tell anyone. You didn't tell Elliot.
Not yet.
What does that mean?
That means exactly what it means. That's a determination I've yet to make.
All right, fair enough. I can appreciate that. All right. First, let me say I very much regret involving you in this. This entire thing was unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
And I apologize deeply.
Thank you. Now please tell me why you did it.
That's not really at issue here.
Well, you told me your insurance was covering it. Was that a lie? If you won't take our money, and your insurance isn't covering it, how are you paying for it?
This is not an issue that concerns you, Gretchen, okay?
Excuse me, while it does concern me, it concerns me greatly. You tell your wife and son that I am paying for your cancer treatment. Why are you doing this?
I will clear this up with them.
The look on Skylar's face, she's sitting there, tears in her eyes, thanking me for saving your life. Why would you do that to her?
As I said, I will clear this up. Just please allow me to do this in my own way, in my own time. All right?
I will explain the whole thing to them.
And while you're at it, explain it to me.
I don't owe you an explanation. I owe you an apology, and I have apologized. I am very sorry, Gretchen. There. I've apologized twice now. I'm humbly sorry. Three times.
Let me just get this straight. Elliot and I offer to pay for your treatment. No strings attached. An offer which still stands, by the way. And you turn us down out of pride, whatever. And then you tell your wife that, in fact, we are paying for your treatment without our knowledge, against our will. You involve us in your lie. And you sit here and tell me that that is none of my business.
Yeah. That's pretty much the size of it.
What happened to you? Really, Walt? What happened? Because this isn't you.
And what would you know about me, Gretchen? What would your presumption about me be exactly? That I should go begging for your charity? And you waving your checkbook around like some magic wand is going to make me forget how you and Elliot cut me out.
What? That can't be how you see it.
My hard work, my research, and you and Elliot make millions off it.
That cannot be how you see it.
Oh, God, that's beautifully done. You are always the picture of innocence.
You left me.
The picture of innocence, just sweetness and light.
You left me. Newport, 4th of July weekend, you and my father and my brothers. And I go up to our room and you're packing your bags, barely talking. What did I dream? All that?
That's your excuse? To build your little empire on my work?
How can you say that to me? You walked away. You abandoned us. Me, Ellie.
Some rich girl just adding to your millions.
I don't even know what to say to you. I don't even know where to begin. I feel so sorry for you, Walt.
You.
Hey. Hello, ma'am. You hungry?
Hey.
No?
Spooch, I got him. Baby, get up and help me.
Call me a bad mother, I'll show you a bad mother, bitch. Get out, damn it, get out, don't.
Bedtime.
Big tough guy now, huh? Is that you? Is that you? You're the big man? Huh? Try and hit me now, bitch! Try and hit me now! Try and hit me now, bitch!
where you've been? Never mind. We're long past that, I suppose.
Skylar.
Gretchen called about an hour ago. Walt, we need to talk.
Just say it.
They're cutting off the money.
What did she say exactly?
Not much. It was, abrupt. She said something like, I'm sorry to have to do this, but Elliot and I can no longer continue to pay for Walt's treatment. I wish you the very best. And that was it.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, she sounded apologetic. I guess. I mean, it was quick. She got right off the phone. I was so stunned, but I called her back and she didn't pick up. So, what do you know about this? I mean, she and I had a perfectly nice visit this afternoon, and then you come home, and all of a sudden she's in big hurry to leave, and then the two of you are talking in the driveway. Walt? What do you know that I don't? Where were you tonight?
I drove up to Santa Fe. I was with Gretchen. Well, Gretchen and Elliot. Well, she just couldn't bring herself to tell you today. I mean, she couldn't tell me either, really. I mean, there was a lot of hemming and hawing and beating around the bush from both of them.
Okay, what? Tell us what?
Well, there's a lot of business phraseology being tossed around, you know, things like cash pooler and leveraged, you know, quarterly decline, yada, yada, yada. But what they were truly saying, in my opinion, they're broke.
You are kidding me.
Huh? I mean, the economy's in the toilet, we all know that. And all these big banks and Fannie Mae and, well, apparently gray matter is no more immune than anyone else.
That is... Jesus, that's... You know, she could have just told me herself.
Hmm. Well, they're prideful people, you know. Not to sound selfish, but as far as we go, we'll get through this, okay? They've already paid for most of my treatment, right? promise.
And yet, she still drives a Bentley.
Keeping up appearances? I mean, who knows?
Davey, I don't make any sense.
Of course it makes sense. Every safe's got its weak spot, right? Say you're designing a safe, where are you going to put your weak spot?
Nowhere. I made it like strong.
Jesus, on the bottom, that's where. You put your weak spot on the bottom.
Oh, baby, that H is bringing me down.
Yeah, you took too much. I told you.
I need to even out. Let me get ahead of that crystal.
I don't know. You've lost your share.
Come on, baby. It's all I need. It's just a little hit.
Shut the hell up, you dumb skank. I'm trying to concentrate.
I ain't no skank. I would appreciate an apology.
What?
I am trying to take the high road here. Are you going to do right?
Listen to me, stupid. I am in the middle of very important work. I am on the verge here. All right, so set your skank-ass pie hole and assist me and shut up. You listen to me, skank? Huh? You hear me, skank? You are a skank-ass skank! Skank, 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 skank! Skank!
Ain't no skank!
No, don't! Don't!
Ain't no skank.
Good rest of your life, kid.
Thank you.